only a very few archaic features. The heads and skulls are rounded, brow ridges reduced, faces look modern, and there are only a few archaic features which vary from one specimen to the other. Remember that all these portraits are drawn off so few specimens that the whole picture may change within a generation. Our research on this is only just beginning. Africa is one of the hardest places to do fieldwork in the world because of the conditions out in the bush and the logistics. So it's hardly surprising that research tends to move slower here than it does in other parts of the world. But at this early point in research, we do know that these modern-looking humans were widely distributed in eastern and southern Africa as early as 115,000 years ago, maybe earlier. Very complex evolutionary picture. Some populations probably preserved archaic features and behavior longer than others. Modern humans' features probably developed in a few populations, maybe widely separated ones. The same evolutionary pressures may have occurred in different parts of Africa. We don't really know. But we do know, from the very limited fossil evidence, that the evolutionary developments which led to Homo sapiens sapiens had run their full course in Africa by about 100,000 to 70,000 years ago, in East and Southern Africa, far earlier than in Europe or Asia. You're looking at a period of time when the Neanderthals flourished in Europe and Southwest Asia. And the changeover in Africa seems to have been a rapid one in evolutionary terms. It took maybe 100,000 years, far shorter than the period, say, between Homo gastro erectus and that with archaic Homo sapiens. Same old thing, a long period of stability and then sudden change. Period of stability, sudden change. So such fossil evidence we have, coming from archaeologically one of the least known areas of the world, points to Africa as the cradle of modern humanity. Or does it? Intense controversy surrounds this hypothesis. I would say that looking at prehistory as a whole, there are four great controversies. The first one is the origins of humans. The second one is the origins of modern humans. The third one is the peopling of the Americas. And the fourth one is the origins of agriculture. There are many others, but those are the big ones, and this is one of the big ones. Why? Psychologically, probably because everybody wants to find the first. But in practice, it is a lot of this sterile arguments about minor features of a handful of highly fragmentary fossils. The problem is that by trying to reconstruct very, very complex evolutionary processes from teeny fragments of an enormous jigsaw. And the discussion goes on and on and on, but the fossil discoveries are few and far between. But to boil a very complicated controversy down to the simplest terms, the arguments over the modern humans pit two schools of thought, one against the other. There were those who believe that modern humans evolved in Africa and spread from there all over the globe. This is the majority viewpoint. Then there's the minority viewpoint, a group of scholars who argue that modern humans evolved independently and more or less simultaneously in different parts of the world. This is a multi-regional hypothesis as opposed to an out-of-Africa hypothesis. Those who argue for the multi-regional hypothesis claim that there is fossil evidence for evolutionary change in the direction of modern humans, both in Europe and in East Asia. In other words, that modern humans evolved more or less simultaneously in Asia, in Europe, in Africa, and elsewhere. They argue, for example, that in Asia, Homo erectus developed ever more modern anatomical features through the millennia, until some population evolved into modern humans. They also believe that Homo sapiens sapiens evolved from Neanderthal populations in the West, despite DNA evidence which suggests that the Neanderthals were too fundamentally different to interbreed with modern humans.